Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sai. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How would I start my last name?
I'm sorry.
Well, I just made an order and I didn't realize I'll be paying $39.99 or something, you know, and I thought the cost of that vacuum cleaner that I use is only like shipping and handling, you know.
Can I have your zip code?
94015.
And can I have your first and last name?
First is Radames, R-A-D as in David, A-M as in Mike, E-S.
Okay, Radames. One moment. And can you verify your mailing address?
392 Morton Drive, Daly City, California, 94015. You found it?
Okay, give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Sai.
Sai? Did you say Sai?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
S-A-I.
S-A-I. Oh, that's a nice name.
Okay, so it does look like that you signed up for a meal plan service.
Yeah.
And what I can do is I can offer you a $19.85 off of your monthly rate, bringing the cost to $20 a month to stay in with the meal plan.
Well, I don't really need the meal plan. I went to my, I was using my cell phone, so there was a reward from CVS, things like that. And I took punching numbers and things like that. I didn't realize, I thought I won some rewards from CVS. And then all of a sudden said, okay, you won the reward, vacuum cleaner, and then for a, just pay the shipping and handling fee. So I decided to just go on. But at the end, didn't realize there's a meal plan that I had to pay every month, like $39.99 a month. So I'm fine. I am perfectly healthy and physically fit. So I'd like to cancel this.
Okay. Give me one moment while I cancel that out for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sai. Sorry about that. You know, there was not a clear explanation right in the beginning, you know, so...
Okay, so just give me a few moments while I notate your account.
Sure, yeah. So are you just like reversing the charge or what?
Well, actually, I'm going ahead and cancel the account out for you.
It won't go through. Yeah, I just did it only minutes ago.
So just give me a moment while I cancel this out for you.
Thank you, Sai. Thank you.
Okay, so just give me a few moments while
Did you say the credit card ending in 6113?
I'm sorry?
Did you get the credit card ending in 6113?
Hold on one moment. Yes, that's the card that's on file, 6113.
Yeah, okay.
So just give me one moment. Okay, so I went ahead and canceled that out for you in your cancellation number is 919-919-27-89-89-32.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Let me repeat that. 919-278-932.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Sai? The charges, did that go through or it went through? Then you get me a credit?
Okay, so actually with this particular plan, they offer to cancel for the meal plan, but the charges are valid. So the only way that you'll be able to get a refund is if you have access to the app for 1 week, and then you'll get up to 75% of that back. But with this particular one, these charges are valid. So they offer to just cancel the account out.
What do you mean? I don't get the full refund?
The only way you'll be able to get the refund if you have to access that app for this meal plan for 1 week, and then you'll get that 75% refund on that amount. But for this particular one, the charges are non-refundable.
Oh, wait a minute. This just happened, you know, minutes ago. That's illegal to do that. They see when you say non-refundable, you know, I would dispute this to my bank. So you might as well do the whole full refund now before I make a dispute. You understand, Mrs. Sai?
I heard about the
75%. Yeah. The 25, why would I pay for the 25% and you're telling me non-refundable? and then I have to go to the webs, the apps. I don't see the apps anymore. So I mean, this constitute, you know, problem with consumer laws. You know, I will not stop from here. I will make a complaint about your website and your company.
Okay,
I have your number. I have yours.
This is a third-party call center, so just give me one moment.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, you know. I mean, you put yourself in my shoes. That is unacceptable.
Okay, so what you can do is just give your bank a call and call back with your bank on the line.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Okay, you mentioned that you were going to call your bank. So I'm suggesting that you go ahead and call your bank and have your bank and you be on the line in order to issue you a refund.
Ask them to stop the payment?
You can contact your bank and have them give us a call back on the line for a refund.
You mean call you?
Yes.
What's the difference about not me calling you now when I did this minutes ago?
Yes, sir,
if you go to any transaction in the store or anything, when you cancel it right away on the same moment, what's the difference? Why would my bank call you first?
No, you made the initiation regarding the bank. So I'm suggesting that you call your bank and have them call back to dispute this matter in regards to the refund.
Can you stay on the line so I could call the bank now so we can have a three-way call?
No, so you have to call your bank and call us back online. I'm unable to stay on the phone until you make a three-way call. So you just call your bank and then you have them, you call back with them in regards
to the same
to
number?
Refund. Yes, the same number.
877-372-4831?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, sorry, you know, I don't mean to put you on a bad situation or spot, you know. I mean, why would it is difficult for you to reverse all the you know, the charges here right now and still ask me to, you know, call my bank to call you and dispute it, you know. Well, I'm already here disputing it. This is not even days, you know, or months.
In regards to the refund amount, because you made that purchase.
Yeah. But you know, are you in the United States, Sai? I don't mean to ask your address, but are you in the United States?
Okay, so with this particular meal plan, they have their own protocol in regards to matters of that nature. And so this is their protocol in regards to this meal plan.
What protocol? What protocol?
The one I just stated to you, sir.
Protocol doesn't mean anything. Consumer law, if customer, you know, made a mistake or changed his mind at the moment of transaction, just like now, you know, this is even minutes ago, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes,
I am entitled to a refund.
Stated in the terms and condition in regards to
what you purchased. In your apps, okay, before the charges happen, it does not explain anything. I didn't even know that I'm going to pay. How much is that again? How much did I pay today? 30. How much did you charge?
It was
$39.85
for the meal plan that you signed up for,
yeah.
Sir.
First of all, the meal plan was not explained properly that I'm paying $39.85. It says there's only before the credit card or debit card payment, says there are only the vacuum cleaner is zero, 250, then zero, and then you pay, I pay only shipping and handling for 95 plus tax, I guess, you know. And then he asked me the credit card number, and that's about it. And then in the end, only in the end, that I was able to call you, and then I did realize, you know, that I'm paying $39.85. Is this not absurd? I mean, should I have known in the beginning that, you know, I'm paying $39.85? It's fine. Maybe I will agree to it or disagree and maybe discontinue my transaction. Do you see what I'm saying? I was surprised in the end that I paid $39.85. I didn't know it before the payment has done. You know, Sai, I mean, you did not answer my question. If you're in the United States, I don't care what's happening outside of you, but I am in the U.S. In the U.S., before you've been charged for anything, you should know first, right? You should be told that, yes, Mr. Radames, you know, you're paying $39.85. Okay, what type of payment do you like to do? Know that, right? You agree with me?
This is a third-party call center, and I'm just
assisting. Well, no. You agree with me.
The matter
I'm asking
of
you.
The meal plan purchase that you signed up for.
Yeah, but that thing does not explain that I am going to pay $39.85 before my payment. It happened after. You know, I'm going to make a complaint on this in the Department of Consumer Affairs of California here because I'm in California. You know?
Okay, so just give me one moment, sir. Let me speak with my supervisor.
Yes. I'm serious about this, Sai. You know, I'm the president of the Chamber of Commerce up here in San Mateo County. And
okay, so thank you for holding. I spoke with my supervisor, and on a courtesy, a one-time courtesy, they will go ahead and refund that amount to you. So just give me one moment while I enter that information.
Thank you, Sai. You know, at least you address the problem here right now, because I'm not stopping if this is not going to be resolved, you know. You know, you just don't know what I am in the community here in San Mateo County, you know. I will file a complaint against that company or your company about what's going on here if this is not going to be resolved.
Okay, so just give me a few moments while I notate your account. Okay, so I went ahead and did that for you.
Okay.
And let me give you one moment so I can give you a constellation number.
That's different from the first one you gave me?
Yes, sir. Hold on one moment.
So what does that mean? The 3985 will be credited back?
It'll take from anywhere from 5 to 7 business days, depending on your bank.
Okay. Because I checked my bank already right now online, and I see the charges already of 3985.
Okay, so that confirmation number is 919 24
Go ahead.
83 34 That's it.
That's it?
919
24834
That's correct.
Okay. So explain it to me, Sai, what happened now.
I'm sorry?
Explain to me what would what did you do and what would happen?
Well, I already told you what happened, what I did, sir.
Does that mean I will be credited back with the full refund?
It will take 5 to 7 days for that to be happening, depending on your bank.
Okay. So are we done?
Yes. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening.
Okay. Let me just tell you something, ask you something, Sly, before you leave, you know. You know, there was a problem in between here in my transaction. That's why it happened this way. I wouldn't be arguing this with you if there was no glitches in between. I find this is a scam or fraud because, you know, in the beginning, before my payment, you know, before I did this payment, it does not tell me how much and what they are going to, you know, to charge.
Yes, sir, and I totally understand that, but this is just a third-party call center. We just take calls for different companies over the entire United States as a customer support. So I do appreciate you, and I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Okay, I expect that then. Thank you so much, Sai.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.